Hello, good evening. I'm calling from Opinion Research, a private market research firm. This evening, we're conducting a short public opinion survey in your community and would like to get your opinions. First of all, do you or does any member of your household work for a radio or television station, a newspaper, an advertising agency, a media organization, or work on or volunteer on a political campaign?
No.
Thank you. And as you are aware, very few people actually vote in nonpartisan primary elections for things like Miami-Dade County Mayor and County Commission. Thinking ahead, which of the following best describes how you will vote in the nonpartisan primary election for Miami-Dade County Mayor and County Commission on Tuesday, August 20? I am definitely going to vote. I am very likely to vote. I am somewhat likely to vote. I am not very likely to vote. I am not at all likely to vote. Or I am not registered to vote.
Definitely will vote.
Definitely, okay. And with which political party are you registered? Republican or Democrat?
Democrat.
And what is your main racial background, just to make sure we speak to all type of people?
What do you mean by background?
Your main racial background, like African American, Asian, white, Hispanic?
Oh, African American.
Okay. And what is your age? 18 to 35, 36 to 45, 46 to 55, 56 to 65, or over 65?
Over 65.
Now, generally speaking, will you say things in Miami-Dade County are going in the right direction, or have they gone off on the wrong track? In general, what do you think?
In general?
Yes.
In Miami.
Just in Miami-Dade County. Right direction, or have they got enough on the wrong track?
What's the last one?
I just have two options. We're going in the right direction or on the wrong track?
On the wrong track is what you said? I'm not understanding that second way.
Wrong direction or wrong track.
Oh, wrong direction.
Yeah, wrong track or right direction. We are going in the right direction or have they got enough on the wrong track? What do you think?
We're going in the right direction, but we need to do something.
Right direction. Okay. And from the following list, what is the one thing local elected officials in Miami-Dade County should address that will make your daily life better? I have a short list, and I know all are important, but the most important issue, I have traffic and congestion, housing and property insurance costs, quality of life like road and overdevelopment, corruption in local government, inflation and the cost of things like groceries and gas, crime and neighborhood safety, or the last one, floating sea level rise and environmental resiliency.
The most important.
Inflation and the cost of living.
Right.
Okay. And now, although it is a nonpartisan election, if the election for Miami-Dade County Commission were held today, which one of the following best describes how you are likely to vote between a Democratic candidate and a Republican candidate? You will definitely vote for the Democratic candidate, probably
yes.
For the Democratic, lean slightly to the Democratic, or definitely vote for Republican, probably for Republican, or lean slightly to the Republican candidate?
No, I will vote definitely for a Democratic.
Definitely for Democratic, okay? Now I'm going to read you a short list of some public officials in Miami-Dade County that you may be familiar with. Will you please tell me if you have a favorable or unfavorable opinion of each person? If you have no opinion or have never heard of each person, just say so, okay?
Okay.
The first one, Richard Prashnik. Do you recognize the name? Richard Prashnik.
Never heard of him.
Never heard of, okay. The next one, Cindy Lerner. Do you recognize the name? Cindy Lerner.
I have heard of her.
Okay, just based on what you have seen or heard, how would you rate her? Very favorable, somewhat favorable, somewhat unfavorable, or very unfavorable?
Somewhat favorable.
And the last one, Raquel Regalado. Are you familiar with the name?
No, I'm not.
Okay. And You will know Bianca a few short questions on the August primary election for Miami-Dade County Mayor and County Commission, and we're almost done with the survey. Thank you so much for your time. If the primary election for Miami-Dade County Mayor were held today, among the following candidates, for whom will you vote? Alexander Otaola, Manny Seed, or Daniela Levin Cava?
Levin Cava.
And will you say you are definitely going to vote for that candidate, or probably?
Definitely.
And now, if the primary election for Miami-Dade County Commission were held today, among the following candidates, for whom will you vote? Richard Prashnik, Cindy Lerner, or Raquel Regalado?
Cindy Lerner.
And will you say you are definitely voting or probably voting for Cindy Lerner?
Probably vote for her, yes.
Just probably. Generally speaking, do you think Raquel Regalado is part of the problem or part of the solution in county government?
Part of the problem.
And on a different topic, Mayor Daniela Levin Cava recently announced support for a ballot measure that Miami-Dade County voters will vote in this November. The proposal will borrow $2.5 billion to fund affordable housing, parks, and infrastructure improvement and environmental resiliency projects to fight climate change. To fund this $2.5 billion proposal, property taxes will be increased on Miami-Dade County homeowners. Knowing this, will you vote yes in favor of this proposal or no against this proposal?
I will vote in favor of.
Okay. Definitely vote yes or probably vote yes?
Definitely vote yes.
And now we're almost done with the survey. We're at 75% now. I just want to read you some statements about one of the candidates. In this case, we're talking about Raquel Regalado. After hearing each, please indicate if it makes you more likely to vote for Raquel Regalado in the election for Miami-Dade County or less likely to vote for her. If it will make no difference, just say so, okay? The first statement, as an elected official, Raquel Regalado focuses on the basics to serve residents and solve their everyday problems, whether it is fixing our parks, potholes, and sidewalks, or helping residents with complicated things like permitting. After hearing that, more likely to support her, less likely, or makes no difference?
Less likely.
Much less or somewhat less likely?
Somewhat less likely.
Somewhat less. The next one, as your county commissioner, Raquel Regalado has prioritized environmental resilience, including protecting Biscayne Bay, so our communities are better prepared for hurricanes and increased flooding threats. After hearing that, more likely, less likely, or makes no difference to you?
Makes no difference.
The next one, currently several Cuban-American elected officials are under investigation for corruption. Raquel Regalado and her father are just more of the same. After hearing that, more likely, less likely to support her or makes no difference?
Less likely.
Much less or somewhat less after hearing that?
Much less.
Much less. Raquel Regalado served as a Miami-Dade County School Board member for 2 terms. Now, as the only former school board member to ever serve on the county commission, Regalado has focused on educational initiatives like financial literacy for applicants of affordable housing and a pilot program to help single mothers in government housing. After hearing that, more likely to support her, less likely, or makes no difference?
Makes no difference.
The next one, Raquel Regalado believes the key to a successful community is a transportation system that works. As your county commissioner, Regalado has increased investment in roads, bike lanes, safety improvement around schools, linear parks for the underline, and rideshare options. After hearing that?
Less likely.
Much less or somewhat less?
Much less.
Much less. The last 4, Raquel Regalado believes that public safety is a top priority in our community and support increasing resources to police and fire rescue so that they can keep neighborhoods safe. Regalado has the endorsement of the Police Benevolent Association for her 2024 re-election. After hearing that, more likely, somewhat more, somewhat less, much less likely, or makes no difference?
Less likely.
Much less or somewhat less?
Somewhat less.
Just somewhat, okay? And the last 3. Raquel Regalado understands how housing costs are crushing families in our community. Regalado has fought to cut property taxes on homeowners and act protections for renters and increase the property tax rebate for low-income seniors from $100 to more than $600. Regalado has also reformed the rules on efficiencies to make them a better, safer option for families to keep their homes affordable. More likely, less likely, or that no makes difference here.
More likely than that.
And is that much more likely or just somewhat more?
Somewhat more likely.
The next one, as the mother of two children with autism, Raquel Regalado has been leading efforts to make Miami-Dade a better place for people of all abilities. Regalado has phone training for thousands of county employees, including police, created an autism vehicle safety program with police and phone job training programs and support for parents and caretakers of residents of the autism spectrum. More likely, less likely, or makes no difference to you?
I make no difference.
Okay. The last one, since Raquel Regalado has been on the county commission, Miami-Dade County has become one of the most unaffordable places to live, and long-time residents, including seniors on fixed incomes, have struggled to make ends meet. Regalado hasn't done enough. After hearing that, much less likely, somewhat less, somewhat more, or much more likely to vote for her?
Less likely.
Much less or somewhat less? Sorry.
Much less.
Much less likely. Okay. Lastly, this is basically the last part of the survey. Again, thank you so much for your time and for your patience and for your help. This is the last part, I swear. I'm going to read you a series of statements about Cindy Lerner. And again, after hearing it, please indicate if it makes you more likely, less likely to vote for Cindy Lerner, or if it will make no difference to you, just let me know, okay? The first one, Cindy Lerner is running for county commissioner because, like you, she reads the news and gets angry about what's happening in our community. Corruption, self-dealing, influence peddling. After hearing that, more likely, less likely, or makes no difference?
More likely.
Much more or just somewhat more likely?
Much more likely.
Much more. As mayor of Pinecrest, Cindy Lerner repeatedly raised taxes on middle-class families, homeowners, and businesses, and increased wasteful spending by millions of dollars. More likely, less likely, or makes no difference?
Makes no difference.
Okay. While Miami-Dade County homeowners are paying more than their fair share in property taxes, Cindy Lerner and her family have used her elect positions to reduce the property values of the many properties they own and manage so they can pay less in taxes. After hearing that, more likely, less likely, or makes no difference to you?
Less likely.
Much less or somewhat less?
Much less.
Much less. And the last three. As mayor of Pinecrest, Cindy Lerner was verbally abused toward residents at town hall meetings, repeatedly yelling, banging her fist, cursing at and insulting residents. Lerner has been criticized by the media who say she does not have the temperament to hold elect office. More likely, less likely, or makes no difference after hearing that? Much less, somewhat less, somewhat more, or much more likely?
Makes no difference.
Makes no difference. And the last two, Cindy Lerner is running for county commission to fight for honest, ethical local government, to take meaningful action on sea level rise and flooding, and to be a voice for the residents of this district, not developers, lobbyists, and corporate polluters. Polluters, sorry. Much more likely, somewhat more, somewhat less, or much less likely?
Less likely.
And the last one, Cindy Lerner has a history of favoring large-scale development that hurts our quality of life. Lerner's family has made their fortune redeveloping and gentrifying parts of the urban core, including Wynnewood. And as mayor of Pinecrest, Lerner tried to annex land west of US 1 in unincorporated Miami-Dade to increase her budget and spending, which was strongly voted down and criticized as a land grab for big developers. After hearing that, more likely, somewhat more, somewhat less, or much less likely?
Much less likely.
Much less likely. And now, taking into account everything you just heard, now that you have a little more information, if the primary election for Miami-Dade County Commissioners were held today, among the following candidates, for whom will you vote? Richard Prashnik, Cindy Lerner, or Raquel Regalado?
Raquel Regalado.
Okay. And would you say you are definitely voting for her or just probably?
Probably.
Just probably. And prior to taking this survey, have you ever attended a community event held by Raquel Regalado, or do you follow her on social media sites like Instagram or TikTok, or no?
No.
And the following are a list of websites, online newspaper, and other places where you can get news and information about your community. Please indicate if you follow this content regularly, follow this content but not regularly, or do not follow this content at all, okay? Just tell me yes or no. The first one, AM talk or news radio, yes or no?
No.
Only in day? Yes or no?
Yes.
Yes. Regularly or follow not regularly?
Regularly.
Miami's community news?
Yes.
Regularly or not regularly?
Regularly.
FM radio? Yes or no?
Yes.
Regularly or not regularly?
Regularly, yes.
The last three, Key Biscayne Independent. Do you follow this content regularly, not regularly, or not at all?
Not at all.
Local political blogs?
No.
And last one, local newspaper like the Miami Herald or El Nuevo Herald?
Regularly.
And now the survey is done, but I'm now going to ask you a few short demographic questions before we finish, just to be sure we have a representative sample. If you were to label yourself, would you say you are liberal, moderate, or conservative in your political belief?
Liberal.
Very liberal or just somewhat liberal?
Very liberal.
And what is the last grade of formal education you have completed? Thank you. And this concludes the survey. Thank you very much for your participation and for your time. Your opinion is extremely important for us. And thanks again for your help. Have a great evening.
Thank you. You too.
Thank you. Bye.